And finally today, you should know by now that we couldn't end the show without talking about Beyoncé. Her newest release, Renaissance, dropped yesterday and has been garnering rave reviews. We asked music writer and critic Kiana Fitzgerald to walk us through some of her favorite tracks so far.
So Virgo's Groove is just a wonderful little nugget of dance, disco, house, funk, soul. Like, it's just all-encompassing of all the things that many people love, especially me. I love all the elements that she included here. And it's just as much Mary Jane Girls as it is Donna Summer. And by that I mean, you know, there's like this very amorphous feeling of, you know, just wanting to express herself and wanting to get to a place where she can just be free and be as liberated as possible. And I think both of those acts represent that. So this song is one of my favorites. I feel like once I, you know, listen to this album again and again and again, it's going to be the one that I come back to. But overall, this song is magnifique. It's very apparent that she is indebted to this music, and she, I think with this album, just came right out and said, this is who I am, this is who I'm influenced by, and I want you guys to hear the beauty in what I see as beautiful as well. It's the way you wear your emotions on both of your sleeves, to the face you make when I tell you. Plastic Off the Sofa is pure love and soul, and it's so apparent that she's singing to her man, Jay-Z, and she is just having such a wonderful time reveling in her love for him and reveling in her adoration of him, and even in her adoration of herself. This song is kind of a playful tribute to their relationship. So I think this one kind of stands out from the rest because I think this one is more of a soulful rhythm. And she definitely uses this to its fullest capacity in order to like let folks know how much she's in love. We don't need the world's acceptance. They're too hard on me. They're too hard on you, boy. I'll always be your secret weapon in your arsenal. Your arsenal. So her 2016 album Lemonade, which directly focused on her kind of difficulties that she was facing in her relationship at that moment, I feel is worlds away from where we are today. Not only because of all the things that have occurred since 2016 to now, but also because they've healed and they've come together. So for her to come out with this album, you know, in 2022, years later, and feel like, you know, she's absolutely head over heels in love, and she feels like she has so much to express in terms of amorous adoration and all these fuzzy feelings inside, I feel like she's giving us permission to forgive and giving us permission to also move on. It's pure bad, bad, bad to the left. Money, money, money to the right. You can be both, meet in the middle, dance all night. Take it all off, or just a little if you like. It's pure. It should cost a billion to look this good. So Pure Honey is all ballroom everything. This is such a dedication to Black and brown queer culture. She samples a Kevin Aviant song subtitled The Feeling, and it's just a quintessential queer house track. Right and left cheek, future renaissance, study my technique, all the pretty boys to the floor. This is really her moment to just let free and let us do the same. And I feel like this song is kind of the crux of what she's getting at with this entire album, which is she's paying tribute to a community and a culture that loves her. And now she's finally like reciprocating that love in a very, very concrete way.
That was music writer and critic Kiana Fitzgerald talking about Beyoncé's new album, Renaissance, which is out now. And if If you'd like to hear more of Kiana's thoughts, tune in to NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. They'll be doing a deep dive on Beyoncé's album in an upcoming episode. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts.